from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Israel launched a blistering attack on the heart of Iran's nuclear and military structure, deploying warplanes and drones smuggled into the country to target key facilities and kill top generals and scientists. A barrage, Israel said, was necessary before its adversary got any closer to building an atomic weapon. The operation raised the potential for all-out war between the countries. The United States is shifting military resources in the Middle East in response to Israel's strikes and a possible retaliatory attack. That's according to two U.S. officials on Friday. On Thursday, New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin released new guidelines for collaborations between law enforcement and community-based violence intervention programs. He says having police work with local faith leaders, civic organizations, and grassroots community violence initiatives is helping to bring down the number of shootings in New Jersey.
What we're doing is working. It's working in every community, in every part of our state. Everywhere where we are investing in this work, crime and violence is going down.
In 2024, there were 778 shooting victims in New Jersey, a 16% drop from the year before, and a nearly 50% decrease from 2012. Platkin says the numbers so far this year show gun violence is continuing to go down. New Jersey News brought to you by the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app. Play hundreds of online casino games, blackjack, roulette, poker, craps, and more. Plus, play hot online slots in the palm of your hand with the Bet Parks app. Visit betparks.com. You must be 21 and in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Four employees of the Secaucus Recreation Department are accused of stealing thousands of dollars in chemicals from the municipal pool to service their private pool clients.
An investigation into the matter found the four individuals participated in numerous thefts of various pool chemicals purchased by the township and stored at the Secaucus Town Pool. Police say the stolen chemicals were used to service pools in Hudson, Bergen, Morris, and Somerset counties connected to the group's private company, Crystal Clear Pool and Spa Management. Police estimate that thousands of dollars in pool chemicals were stolen from the township. Danny DiCorsenzo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And heads up, the Monmouth County DWI Task Force is conducting a checkpoint in Homedale tonight. All southbound vehicles on Route 35 will be redirected into the Dearborn Market parking lot, where drivers will be screened. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is the sun going away? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Yes, we're talking about some rain this weekend. However, we are looking at more dry hours than wet ones by a lot, and the risk of severe weather will stay low, so nothing dramatic here. Also, today's looking fine, mostly cloudy skies, staying dry for now. Not as hot, not as humid as yesterday, with high temperatures on either side of 80 degrees. Rain is set to roll in late this evening as lows dip into the lower 60s, and then tomorrow's highs only mid-60s, thermometers going nowhere. Cloudy, relatively cool tomorrow with scattered rain in the morning. That'll be the wettest part of the weekend. Then trending drier with just some lingering showers tomorrow afternoon. Sunday, expect a few spot showers around. It'll still be overcast, highs upper 60s. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
It is 75 degrees in Patterson, 78 in Hamilton. Cape May Courthouse is 74. Weather brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Still having neck, back, shoulder, or leg pain? Let the physical therapists at Trinity Rehab help. They've got locations that are all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania and same-day appointments that have no prescription needed to get started. Check them out online, trinity-rehab.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.